All right, Rob Atkinson joins us right now, president of ITIF, that is the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, joining us from D.C. in our Bloomberg 1130 studios. And I'm curious, Rob, when you look at the state of innovation and how money is being spent, do you see investment happening the ways that it would in, otherwise in this economy?
Absolutely not. If you look at capital investment in the U.S. economy and things like advanced machinery and software and equipment, it's fallen. In post-recession period, it was essentially been down probably about 35%. And if you look at net investment as a share of cash flow, it sort of averaged about 50% for many, many decades. And since 2008, it's been 25%. So there's something holding companies back from investing in the next big wave of technology, and IoT, and Internet of Things, robotics, machines, things like that. We're just not investing as a country.
What's going on? Because we've been talking about this here at Bloomberg, that you certainly have a lot of global central bankers out there putting a lot of money, a lot of supply out there, right? That doesn't necessarily create demand for it. You know, companies certainly have access to cheap money right now, but they aren't putting it into CapEx. There's a little bit of a going on in the U.S., but not a ton. What's going on? Why are they not doing it? Also, at the same time, in terms of technology advancements and things that make us much more productive, are we kind of at a little bit of a leveling off right now?
Yeah, so I think a bunch of stuff is going on. We have a big report book coming out May 5th on this whole question of productivity and technology. And I think there is something to that. You know, in the 90s, you had to have that next generation of computer because it was so much better than the one you were junking or the next iteration of Windows. Nowadays, you don't have to have that. It's not as compelling as it used to be. So that may change as the next generation of technology, machine learning and artificial Internet of Things gets better. But I think there's another problem, and this is a collective action problem, if you will. Companies are holding on the sideline, they're holding back cash, but if everybody else did it first, then they'd jump in. In other words, because everybody's on the sideline, the environment for each individual company isn't as good. And so what we've got to sort of do is convince everybody all at once, if everybody were investing, it then makes sense for each individual
company.
How do you
do that, though?
That's hard to do. I agree. But one thing we could do, we could make it clear that the tax code favors investment. We don't do that.
What is our tax code on investment?
Well, we have a thing, we have a provision in the code called MACRS, Modified Accelerated Credit Recovery System, which allows companies to basically depreciate machines and fixed assets faster than they would otherwise. But the problem is we used to have an investment tax credit. Prior to 1986 tax reform, we had an investment tax credit that was very generous. And the clear result of getting rid of it was that companies were investing less. So we could do that. Another thing we could do, which is more controversial, is we could tax dividends as normal income. There's a very good study by a New York University professor who showed that when you reduce the taxes that individuals pay on dividends, companies pay more dividends.
Right. Right.
Which we don't, at one level, you want companies to retain earnings, reinvest them back into the next generation.
As we look at that, I mean, you know, you certainly do see this deployment of capital with low interest rates being encouraged by the Federal Reserve with the notion that companies will put money to use by spending it, right? They'll borrow, they'll be willing to borrow, that they'll put money to use by doing R&D, by launching new products, by hiring people. And while the hiring numbers have been better, we see a lot of public companies, as we mentioned, spending money on buybacks, spending money on even on dividend hikes occasionally, but not really develop quite often, not developing new stuff. We don't see a big tick up in R&D spending and so on.
Yeah, you know, so for the last 30 years prior to say the 2008 recession, payouts and dividends as a share of investment, it was about 50. So if you look at all of that, about 50% went to payouts, and the rest went to investment. In 2004, over 100% went to payouts.
Mm.
And so there's something going on. And the big problem, frankly, is if you look at the productivity growth of the U.S. economy from 2008 to 2015, it's 1.2% per year. That's the lowest rate of productivity we've had since 1948 in this country. So something's happened, you know, in the 95 to 2008 period, we're about 2.4%.
Well, companies are also, I mean, I think about our role in all of this, financial media. I mean, companies are penalized sometimes when they make investments and that they take maybe some time to pay off. There's this very short-term view, and I don't know quite how we get away from that.
Well, there have been a lot of books and studies recently on short-termism. The Roosevelt Institute here in New York has done some good work on that. I think the first step we could do would be the next administration should put together a high-level blue ribbon commission, including Wall Street folks and CEOs and CFOs, on just how do we address short-termism. There are things we could do. One, I believe there was a very good study in Britain by the Financial Accountant Board or whatever it was, the investment board there, private sector group, on short-termism. And I believe one of the things that they recommended was going to six-month instead of quarterly reporting of earnings. You could do things like that.
Yeah, interesting. We have to kind of rethink stuff. What, Corey? You want to say something?
No, I'm all for it. It's long-term planning. I mean, we like to see how companies are doing, but also maybe investors are just better, should focus on what they should focus on and not the swings in a quarter, but the direction of the company.
Great conversation again. Rob Atkinson, president and founder, Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, based in Washington, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York City on Bloomberg Radio.